It's Christmas time, Skunkas, and Dude Donde is here to keep that holiday cheer dripping from that tip and oozing through those chonas. Slide down your jockstrap and pick up that lube, because Santa's coming for you ho-ho-hos. My name is Richard.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Ram.
And it's time to come. Let's go! Hola, Skunkas, and welcome to another episode of Dude, Don't They Stomp You podcast. It is episode 11 of season 2.0, and we have one more episode after this. This is the Feliz Navidad episode. Did I say that right?
You did. You did.
Feliz Navidad. Your mama. But yeah, no, we're here to have our holiday cheer and holiday fun. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for the holidays. Because I don't think I'm doing anything, so. These goddamn kids!
Go! Wait, do you have a Christmas tree up?
Yeah, I have one Gabby put up ours. But it's like this frosted one.
I thought about putting mine up, and it's and I'm still pondering. It's not up, as you can see. Yeah. I do not have a Christmas tree up in my place, but.
Bookie makes a good point. Is how did she get it up? Because the tree's at least double her size, so. She's a little hobbit that runs around. Samwise Gamgee.
She's a good, 4'9", 4'10"?
I think so, yeah. I think she's just right above from being like a actual...
Don't say it.
I was going to say like considered...
What, dwarfish?
Yeah. Well, she's just a little bit taller. That's crazy. Mm. She's super short. Super useless. You know, it's just... It is what it is. Like, goddamn, cool. How long have you been standing next to me?
Super useless.
But no, she put it up. She got this Christmas tree last year. It's like a $300, $400 Christmas tree. She got it for like $50.
Oh, shit.
It was on sale last year. And so we've been holding on to this fucking tree. But I think it's like 7 or 8 feet tall. I think it's taller than me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's pretty nice. Except it puts white shit everywhere. I mean, so do I, but at least I clean it up sometimes.
Why does it leave white shit everywhere?
It's like frosted.
Oh.
So it's like a white... Oh. It's not a white tree, but...
But there's frosted tips.
Like, yeah.
Like those guys that try to be cool with the frosted tips.
Yes. That was me. That was me once
upon a
time.
I don't think I ever had frosted tips, but I did color my hair. Like, yeah. I had different color hair, but... I don't think I ever did the frosted tips.
I did highlights when I was in high school.
Oh.
The haircut, I used to go to Fantastic Sam's. I don't know if that's still a thing anymore.
I have no idea.
They unfortunately exist.
But they still do? Damn, that's crazy.
Unfortunately exist.
Mm-hmm. But I used to go there, and one time I was like, oh, I want to do highlights or something. He's like, okay. Super gay moment for me, because this is when I'm, you know, just feeding on semen 24/7. But he gave me tips, and at first I was going to be like an auburn red, so it's supposed to be like kind of dark, blend in, but still like catch it in the sunlight. It ended up being blonde because he messed up.
Oh,
so I had blonde tips, and I was like, I don't want blonde tips.
I don't want
the blonde tips. I do not want it. And so
did he throw some color on there for you?
He kept some of the blonde in there, and then he did the color that I actually wanted.
Oh, okay.
With the other side of the blonde. It was. When I tell you that I looked like I'm supposed to walk around with a butt plug inside of me, because I looked super fucking gay. It was crazy. But I still got it there. I was still a little Twinkie Richard running around. It was pretty awesome.
Did you get complimented, though?
I did.
See? So, okay.
I think everyone
liked your hair.
But it was really fun, because my entire high school career, I was in ROTC. So... going in there was the only gay that was in there at one point. And so here I am with my gay ass walking in with my tips, and I'm just like, yes, sir. I'm ready to go.
Well, I don't think you were the only one. Maybe some of them just didn't. Really?
Yeah. I sought out every other gay that was in my school.
Oh.
Even the pretend ones.
Even the pretend ones?
The pretend straights, yeah.
Mm.
I just want to... Sorry, I just want to know... I want to... I got a note from Buki in the chat that says tree cheese.
Tree cheese.
Tree cheese. And all I'm thinking about is fucking just dick cheese sprinkled on the
tree.
That's the frosted tip.
Oh.
That's It's good times. Good times.
Tree cheese?
Tree cheese.
Would you climb that tree, Richard?
Oh, God, yeah. Huh? I'll bring my tostada chips and everything. Let's go.
Not tostada. Yeah. Slide down that motherfucker.
Richard, don't sit on that. Trying to shove it.
Too late.
A fucking pine cone.
Too late.
It feels good. It tickles the insides.
How you doing, Aaron?
I'm all right, child. I'm a little under the weather, but you know.
He's dying over here.
I am. Slowly but surely. You know, got to show up and be a bad bitch or whatever.
Mm-hmm. You got to. The world expects you and what waits your...
Yes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm here, child, you know. Just ain't good, all that.
Yeah. It's like you should take a nap right now. That would be good.
I need to like hibernate.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, that's true.
And Ram, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm all right. Yeah. I too need to hibernate, but the thing with me is I enjoy sleep, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But I'm awake more than I am asleep.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's something like in my body that is doing that or it's me, because there are times where I stay awake for 24 hours plus.
A lot.
And I'm just like, I don't know. If I feel like sometimes there isn't enough hours in the day to get what I want done. So when I'm at home, the me time, I'm like, I don't want to be asleep. Like, I want to get other stuff done or do some other stuff.
I think you've built a habit in your body doing that.
Yeah.
You've done that for a long time. I have
been doing that for a long time.
So, which is crazy that it doesn't impact you as hard. Because I've seen you literally from one night to the next and you just wait the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hit you as hard.
It doesn't.
Me, I'm ready to just jump in front of a truck or something. Yeah. By 12 o'clock, I'm like,
and you would think I'd gotten like a good night's sleep or something, but no. I did sleep yesterday, but the day before I was awake for probably like, 32 hours.
Jeez.
It just depends on the...
We did an event one time. It was... Anthony and Gabby were with us. I think we were coming from somewhere far away. It was one of the properties we used to, I think it was one of those. It was something that we did. But on the way back, when I was driving, I would have died. Because I had been awake for almost 48 hours, and my body was not having it. I was all over the fucking highway. I was swerving like crazy.
Damn.
It was rough. It was real rough. But that's probably the longest I have ever stayed awake in my life.
48 hours?
Yeah. And it was crazy. We had a lot going on, doing a bunch of stuff, and it just wasn't time to sleep. And it was crazy.
I think mine was a little over 3 days.
Damn.
Yeah, I think I'm up there with like 3 days in a row, maybe like 70 some hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by the time I got to that, when I tell you, I was like
dead to the world for the next.
Yep.
Yep.
And you never really regain that sleep because you can sleep for 12 hours plus, but you're still lacking a whole 50 some hours of time.
Like as if you just took a nap and woke up and like, ugh,
right.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I was doing is going to bed like, you know, 8 or 9 a.m., 10 a.m., and then waking up, and it was already dark. So I was like, you know.
You're very awake much a night
owl, for sure. I am. Awake at night and then sleep during the day. So a lot of for the last time, it was like all I saw was night.
Mm-hmm.
No, but yeah. I don't know. My sleep has been off. Haven't really mustered the courage to do a lot of other stuff. It's just been like my own headspace. But other than that, I'm all right.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. I'm alone this week. Because Anthony and Gabby are in Odessa. And I have not slept much in the past like 3 days. I think the other day I was up till like 7:45. Day after that was like 6:30. Last night I was up to maybe about 5:30. Like I'm progressively winding down. I don't know why. I'm not tired. I'm not sleepy. I'm just there. I'm like, damn, nothing helps.
So they're away right now?
Yeah, they're away
right now. So you've been?
I won't see them until Monday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
see the house to yourself, apartment to yourself. It's nice.
Yeah.
It feels nice, yeah.
I'm a very, very much a quiet person.
Mm-hmm.
Minus gaming. When I'm gaming, it's loud as fuck. Shooting, people screaming, I'm screaming, everybody's yelling, whatever. Outside of that, I'm super. I don't like things making noise just anywhere. This is another reason why I do not want kids. Mm-hmm. I do not want to. I want animals, but do not want them because they make
don't
noise.
Want to care for. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't like noise. I don't know what it is.
But, see, and I'm the polar opposite of y'all. I'm a morning person for sure.
I think I'm an everyday, all day kind of person. Like I can wake up in the morning with that sleeping 2 hours, and I'll still, you know, hello, good morning, how's it going, have a great day, blah blah blah, just peachy keen. And then at night, I'm the exact same way.
See, but nah, when we do like late night Zoom calls or whatever the fuck, baby, I can't do it. Y'all be going till.
Yeah, we'd be going to like 4 or 5 a.m. Yeah.
And by 1 o'clock at the latest, I'd be down for the count.
Meemaw's ready to go to sleep.
For real. Well, because I'm like, I wake up. By the time y'all going to sleep, I wake up.
You do wake up super early.
That's true.
Yeah. Even if I like. Don't go to bed till 2 or 3. My body fucking.
And you say you, like even if you go to bed at that time, your body wakes up like at 6.
I put it like hand on my heart to like honest to God, I do not set an alarm for work ever.
Wow.
Even when I got to be at work at like 9, whatever. Like my internal alarm clock wakes me up.
I need like 5 alarms, and I snooze, and I know I need to get up, and I still snooze, and then I'm like the last possible, I'm getting up, and I'm like.
But I also
terrible habit.
I also just never feel rested because I'm a very light sleeper. Mm-hmm. So I hear any little noise I hear, I wake up.
Dang,
so like not like not like, you know, I don't like spring up like what was that, but like I'll wake up and be like damn.
Yeah,
so I'm like eternally tired.
Yeah, I can see that,
but I think college conditioned me like that, honestly.
And some of your jobs too.
Yeah,
because you've worked a few that you were in there before the sun fucking got up.
Yeah.
So fuck that.
I would have to be at work at 5 in the morning to go count the money at HB back in the day. So
yep. That's crazy.
Yep.
I'm not really a light sleeper. I think I'm a heavy sleeper. I'm a heavy sleeper to an extent. Like some noises will just wake me the fuck up, regardless of what's going on. But you can get killed next to me. I won't know until I wake up the next morning.
Yeah, I'm dead to the world. You can probably come in and
Ram is a fucking heavy sleeper.
I will not wake up until
your body's like,
you have to like, okay, bitch, you have to like go physically shake Ram.
Yeah, I will. I'm out. But I think it's just from my poor sleeping habits.
Yeah,
when my body
when your body's
out,
in Ram, it's
out.
In Ram,
yeah, it's out. And that's why sometimes I sleep through my alarms, and I know that if I don't give my like I don't trust myself to give myself a nap before work or before something I have to do. That's why if it's too far gone, like say I have to be at work at 9 and I'm still awake at 5, I'm not going to sleep for those 3 hours because I won't wake up. So those are the times where I'm just like, I'm just going to stay up because I don't trust myself to wake up.
Yeah, I do that if I'm going to sleep. If it's past like 10 o'clock and I know I need to be awake at 4 because I have an event or something. If I'm not asleep by at the latest like 11, I'm not going to wake up.
Yeah, so you just stay awake.
I just stay awake all the way through, and then I cannot sit down. The moment I sit down or something, it's going to be game over.
Those days where I don't sleep and I go to work, I need to keep moving. The second I have an idle time or if I sit down, I'm knocking out.
Yeah, it's crazy. I no matter what time I like when I was going to sleep at 7, at 6, at 5, I'm still waking up like 10:30 or earlier. Like, I'm not going to wake up, like, at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, for some reason, I still wake up semi-early, depending on the time I go to sleep. But if I go to sleep before 12, I will wake up at, like, 3 a.m. No matter what. I know if I'm extremely tired, if I'm exhausted, I just got my ass beat. I will wake up at 3 a.m. And then from there, it's just constant on and off sleeping all the way up until I actually decide to wake up all the way. If I take a nap, even if it's for fucking 10 minutes, if I sleep at any period of the day, I will not go to sleep until 2 a.m. or later.
That's me. If I take any type of nap during the day, I will not sleep at night.
It completely fucks me up. And sometimes Anthony would be like, wake the fuck up! Because if I just nod off, it's game over. I will have the most fucking energy for the rest of the day, into the night, into the early morning. And then it fucks me up because then if I have to wake up early the next day,
I just don't believe in naps. It's not that I don't believe in them. They don't work for me. A nap will turn into a fucking 8 hours sleep.
you'll see him the next business day.
I will not wake up in like 2 hours. I will be like,
can confirm.
Oh, out. Yeah. You know.
And yeah, for those who listened to the last episode, one day I think if I ever travel again with Buki, I'm going to smother him while he's asleep. Yeah. I don't listen to my own fucking alarms. I miss all of mine. This motherfucker missed all of his. And then was secretly shutting them off in his weird state of mind. And I was, I'm going to kill him. I'm just going to kill him a little bit.
It's just a natural thing. Yeah. You could be dead to the world, but you'll hear that alarm and your body will just do it on its own.
Yeah. Because I do it too. Like in my, what's weird, because like in my alarms at home, I'll have 15, miss them fucking all.
Yeah.
His first one went off. I was like, what the fuck? What's going on? I'm like, what's happening?
It's also because you stayed at a hotel, right?
Yeah.
I think you're a little more aware if you're not at home. Yeah. So, to Aaron's point, I might be somewhat more triggered by a noise if I'm not sleeping in my own bed or not sleeping in my own home. So I think that's probably the benefiting factor.
Yeah.
What you were going through.
I was telling Boogie, I was like, I don't sleep solid when I'm not at home. Like, if I'm in a different place, it's hard for me to fall asleep, stay asleep, and not wake up to every sound there is in the world. Like, I become the lightest fucking sleeper. But then I'm just exhausted all the fucking time, especially if I'm gone for like a week or something. Man, it sucks, but I still have fun. That's what ifs. I enjoy life as I'm bleeding out on the side of the road because I just fell asleep in the middle of the highway.
Fuck up.
I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding. Oh my God, somebody help me.
Somebody give me some cum.
Oh God.
Put your dick in my throat.
It's an IV bag full of cum.
Yes. Is that plasma?
Complete opposite, but you're like, I'll take it.
Not is that
I need plasma. It. I need it.
I make my own plasma. But it's been really great.
What's been really great?
Not sleeping has been really great.
The coming,
not sleeping.
Oh, the coming has been awesome as well.
The coming has been awesome.
Just nutting 4 or 5 times a day here.
God damn.
As you should.
There's a lot of guys, and tell me if y'all don't feel this over there. After you nut, like you have that moment of like, if I close my eyes right now, just you wake up. Oh, girl, you still here? Where's your Uber at?
I'm dead.
But get the fuck out of my house. I'll try that and be like, is this gonna help me sleep? But no, there are times it's completely random that if sometimes I'll just nut and I will get the biggest fucking burst of energy.
Yes.
And I'm just like, you know what? All right, I'm up for the next 12 hours. Let's go.
If I do that, I want a snack after.
Yep.
And then I'm up. And then I'm awake, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally me.
But then there's sometimes I'll do it and just in a moment right after. It's crazy. I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
I think it's just you have ultimate control over that. Like, yeah. You really, really do.
Have it's you just ever,
with me. With, go, sorry, ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, have y'all ever fell asleep mid-jack off because you were so tired?
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm drunk.
I fall asleep.
You wake up, fucking underwear is just around your fucking thighs.
I fall asleep watching porn, and then I wake up,
and you're like, why am I holding my dick?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And then you wake up just...
Damn.
Uh-uh. You're like, where was resume? I?
Let me just get back up and go over real quick. And then you finally get started and just...
We got to talk about the post-nut clarity, though.
Ooh. Like, no regrets. No regrets.
Do you ever feel like, what's the word? Not shame, but like.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, are you ever just like, I'm a whore?
No, I don't think so. I think more of mine is like a long time ago, if I would travel to go see somebody, like, man, did I really drive all the way out here for this?
I would agree.
Maybe I could have just stayed home.
I don't think I've ever had post-nut clarity like that after like jacking off, but after certain sexual encounters, I'm like, ooh, I was down bad.
I definitely have had some, like after that, I'm like, I think I just did this because I'm bored.
I've definitely jacked off because I was
bored. Oh, absolutely.
All the time.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, no.
But when you live alone,
yeah, you just pull that. You get bored
a lot, you know. So it depends. Like you're your best company. I'm a strong believer in that. But at the same time, yeah, you do it because you're bored, and then afterwards you're like, okay, well,
yeah, I am my best company.
Not cum bunny.
Cum bunny.
Boom. Dad joke. But to Aaron's point, or to your point, because you brought it up, I think. No, you brought it up. Anyway, yeah, after some lackluster, you're just like, man, this is what I was lusting for. And then it's like,
I'm telling you, that was me December 1st.
Oh, see, that I can understand
that. That shit was a waste of my fucking gas more than anything.
Yeah, but no, fucking.
I was mad as fuck. I'm still mad.
Yeah. And all you're thinking was like, just get me out of here. Just want to get out of here kind of thing. Yeah, that happened to me. That happened to me after high school a lot because I was fucking a lot. A lot. And this one girl, I went over to her house and it was super lackluster. And I'm just like, she wanted me to stay the night. And I had my friend drop me off because she was going to take me home. I ended up calling my friends at like 3 a.m. to come pick me up because I was like, I don't want to be here.
Mom, come pick me up.
I'm scared.
This is scared.
She sucks.
This was terrible.
This is not what I expected. But yeah, going back to that, I'm like,
I wonder if anybody's felt that way with me. That's crazy.
What, using teeth?
No, like if I was the regurt. I mean, there's that too.
I'm sure we've all been someone's like, oh, they were trash.
Regurt. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not, you're not. Hey, cool. But I mean, I think realistically,
there's just one guy I did that got deported, and
I'm sorry,
Wait, where did he get deported to?
Venezuela.
So many questions, so little time.
There was I have been in a handful of relationships. No, some shit, I don't bitch. Even really count as relationships, but like I've been the worst person on the other end at a few points. There's this one guy I dated that he was younger than me, and I was like, I want to find somebody else. And I was like, you know what? I think you need to see what heartbreak feels like. And then I stopped talking to him and blocked him.
So you decided you would be the martyr in that situation and break his heart?
Yeah, that's exactly what I told him too. I was like, you need to see what heartbreak feels like.
That's fucked.
And I left.
That's fucked.
Yeah, I was in a point where when I got tired of something, I just walked out. Not my dad. And so I
why is that you gonna say just like your father?
The family.
Right. Just like your papa.
Your father never loved you.
Right.
Your father never loved you. Gotta do it. I've ghosted so many girls anyway.
Go ahead. Balls.
Daddy.
And then there was another one where we were going out for a while, the one who got deported, and after I think it was maybe a few months, and I was just like, I don't really like you.
But to backtrack, Have you had your heart broken by somebody?
Yes.
That shit, like, is no joke.
Yeah, it fucked me up for a little while, yeah.
My, like, I would say, like, a romantic heartbreak type shit. Mm-hmm. I think the one that I went through was, because my last, like, relationship, whatever, was more of, it honestly was kind of like a mutual thing. But the one before that, like, when I was, how fucking old was I? I think, like, I guess 18, 19, whatever. Like that one, I think because it ended so bad and so like whatever, that shit fucked me up for like 2 years, literally.
Yeah, no, it fucks you up. Then you make a lot of bad decisions that time period.
Yep. That was when I was in my prime hoe phase. It was when I first got to college, and it was horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, it's always a terrible feeling. I got it real bad. And what sucks is it was a heartbreak of a friend and the guy I was dating. Because he left me for that person, and I was like, damn. And then that same day, like the moment he broke up with me, that same fucking day in the afternoon, got with this other guy, and they just completely stopped talking to me. Because I was like, hey, are we still going to do this? Are we still doing that? Hey, like, I really need to just, you know, get things out of my mind. I never heard back from them, and it was because they were dating. I was like, fuck.
Oh, damn.
That's foul. It was rough. It was one of those where I wanted to be with this guy forever. You know, 2 years had gone by since high school, so you know, we're seeing each other every fucking day, hanging out all the time. Finally got together, and within like 3 months, it was rough. But when I was younger, I fell for people hard. Like, I'm trying to tell you I love you within the first like 2 weeks. Uh-huh. Now, shit. I think with me and Anthony, I don't think we said I love you until 3 years in. Uh-huh. So I say it very rarely to people.
I think for my, like, the two big heartbreaks that I've had, the first one, I guess because it was more of that like adolescent love, you know, so it always feels like it's the end of the world.
Fuck, yep.
You know what I mean? But the most recent one, I think that one honestly cut deeper because like it was mutual, but not even just because like, oh, we're not gonna be together because we don't love each other. But when you like both have acknowledged that you've just outgrown each other, mm-hmm. like in different ways. Cause like that person I met when I was 18 years old, I'm like, we're 26 now, like different people, you know? So
yeah,
that one was a tough pill to swallow. But it's also like, I feel like you can love someone, but, or you can be in love with somebody, but I don't know. I don't feel like that necessarily means you are supposed to be together or.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. It's in the moments.
Life sucks.
It's in the moments, yeah.
Ram, give us some insight on that. You know, you're the, you know, you have the 15-year relationship. How, I don't know if we've ever asked that. How was that like getting out of that? Have we asked that before? I feel like we've talked about it, but
yeah,
I don't know if we've ever asked it from that angle.
We brought it up before in another episode, but it we didn't talk about it.
I don't think we've ever gone that in depth of it. Like,
no, he said he didn't want to.
Oh, he did. Oh, I'm sorry.
It just stopped.
Yeah.
Well, like, that's what I'm saying.
One day to the next, it just stopped. Like, just grown super distant, and then we lived together after that for over a year, and we weren't really talking to each other. Mm. So it was.
I remember the end part of it. Met you and started to know you right towards the end of,
And I remember the shit you were telling me,
and I was like, damn.
Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah.
It was weird. It was, and then I just up and left. Yeah. Like, literally up and left. I didn't even tell anyone that I was getting a place of my own. It was just from one day to the next, I started moving all my stuff, and I'm like, okay, I found another spot. I'm leaving. Kind of thing. Interesting. But, going back to relationships, I want to talk about my high school sweetheart because it was that was a heartbreak for me. Mm-hmm. One of many. Well, not one of many. I didn't have so many, but it was weird because we broke it off, but then we tried to rekindle it again, and I shot it down. And then I wanted to get back, and she shut me down. So it was kind of those things where you don't know what you got till it's gone. You know, that bullshit fucking thing that everyone talks about. It's true.
Yeah.
And it was weird because after that, like, we saw each other a lot, you know, out of like it just social spots. And yeah, we took, you know, I took her home and she, you know, sucked my dick in the car on the way home, stuff like that.
This is when you lived in Mexico, right?
Fucked, huh? Pretty much. You know, I take her home and we fucked in her mom's car. And then
this is the one you fucked in her mom's minivan?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Full circle.
Yeah.
I remember that one. Yep.
Yeah. She broke my heart, and I hope one day I broke hers.
And just I broke because. Her
nose. It was. Hopefully she's still ruining the day.
It was, you know, I don't. It's weird. It was, I don't know. Yeah. It was an interesting relationship, but. Then after that, like I said, I think after that just made me into that person where I was just like, well, fuck women kind of thing. You know, where I was just getting with women to get with them, and I wouldn't call them back. And the women I thought wanted it to be a relationship, I didn't want to. So that was my toxicity for a good while. Mm-hmm. And then I met my relationship of 15 years, and I was still at that mentality toward the beginning where it was... I was very cold and I was still, but then she really turned me around and I became, and then that was good for a good while, a good long while. And then towards the end, I think we just fell off, you know, just grown apart and stuff like that. So, yeah, I don't know. I was an asshole back then before I met her, and then she turned me around and stuff. And I think I'm okay now. Like, to women. Eh. Like, I think I'm all right now. Sorry, women.
Sorry, women.
Lo siento or whatever.
Lo siento.
But now I'm just trying to love myself and you know, before I can get in another relationship. But I still want to have fun, you know? So, ladies.
My phone number is 911.
My phone number is... No, but... Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy what the world has been for all of us. I mean,
the biggest thing that I think set me into motion of how I am emotionally with people was this straight guy that I just absolutely fell head over heels for.
That's the worst.
And there was stuff we would say to each other, we would do together, and at one point we lived together for a quick moment. Like, there was a lot. There was a lot of hints, there was a lot of things, and family-wise, he wouldn't be able to, you know, go that route with things and be able to come out that way. I don't know. There was a lot. There was a lot of very strong mixed signals. And I mean, everything. I gave this person my literal everything. We knew each other for maybe 6 or 7 years. Mm-hmm. And then he just disappeared. He stopped talking to me one day. It was one day we were talking about everything. And the next day I never heard from him. And it's been 8 or 9 years now. But that one completely fucked me the fuck up.
Wow. When was this? You said? Sorry.
This was, about 8 or 9 years ago.
Oh, wow.
It was a while ago.
Falling for a straight man as a gay man is
dangerous.
Horrible.
Yeah, it is. It is
absolutely, I feel like, horrible. That is like a cardinal experience that's like, if you are lucky not to go through that, count your fucking blessings. Yeah. That shit is a different type of pain. Like,
some gays are, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it stings differently.
I'm jealous of some gays who just never go through that moment. Mm-hmm. It was the absolute worst. But I don't think I've ever been in a darker place than when he disappeared. I was like, what the fuck? It took me for a spin. But after that, that's where I locked up a lot. And that's why before I even dive into that I love you moment, I need to make sure that I'm mm-hmm. there.
Yeah, you really need to assess it. And going back, I used to throw the word I love you around mm-hmm. quite just dangerously and carelessly. And now I'm like, I do not say it if I don't mean it. And I don't think I've said those words in years now. Yeah. I mean, it's different with your family, of course, but I'm talking about like
in that context. Partner,
in that context of,
yeah,
I don't think I've said that to.
Yeah, I don't think I'll say it to anybody.
To like, yeah,
and anybody, if I don't mean it, I'm not going to say it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, and there's been people that I've known over the years, or just even when I've known them for a few months, you know, years ago, they'd be like, "Oh my god, I love you." I'm like, "Oh yeah, it's awesome."
Yeah,
like, hi, hey, it's great. I just slap them across the face. Shut up.
The sky is blue.
Get out. Your Uber's here. Get away.
Now, when I said I haven't said those words in years, I mean like to a partner. Of course, I love my homies. I love you guys. But I mean like...
In that romantic context.
Yeah, that kind of connection.
Yeah. And it's been years since I've said that to...
Yeah.
To a partner or to a romantic... interesting. That's kind of went full circle because now I'm back to feeling how I was after high school when I was just wanting like kind of the asshole with not the asshole women, but as shitty as this sounds, I just want to run through them. Does that make sense?
I think you were in a spot for 15 years.
Yeah. And I think so now I'm just,
you're just experiencing life now. You're just having fun. I mean, and there's, you can finally settle down when you're 83. I mean, it's literally up to you, however way you want to
look at it. Yeah, I'll settle down when I'm like 55.
God, man. You got 2 weeks.
Dang. Not 2 weeks.
Yeah. I do have 2 weeks. Start running through it now. No. Yeah. No, but yeah, it's...
3 days to retirement.
Days to retirement. That'd be nice.
Buki talking shit to the chat. All right.
Okay. Okay. Richard right there behind you. Here.
Basically.
Richard about 53.
Fuck you, bitch. You said that confident.
In dog years, bitch. Yeah.
Put him down.
Yeah, it's time to go, big fella. Let's go.
He's giving euthanasia.
He's already pissing on himself. Right, so he needs to.
That's just because I like it.
Yeah, and gay ears.
I'm a skeleton. Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah. Gay ears, you big bitch.
In gay ears. You were a pile of dust 12 years ago.
Yeah. Before I hit 30, I would always tell people, I'm like, you know what? The moment I'm 30, like, I'm going to walk out into the distance. Sun setting, coming down. I'm just going to be turning into dust.
Bitch, you should have been dead. You should have been dead.
Right. You said 30. What was this like? This was your conversation 15 years ago?
A bitch.
Damn. Ooh,
not granddad making fun of me.
Right.
I have to. Hey.
The high nooner himself.
You know what? I can make those jokes. I'm up there, you know.
Old raggedy bitch.
High noon.
Just old.
All right. Well, Christmas. You're Christmas. There.
Baby, I'm 26.
Yep. You going to be 30 before you know
it. I ain't your age.
You're going to be, bitch.
Oh.
I'm going to get you a cane when you turn 30.
And by the time I'm in your age, you're going to be damn near 50.
Still getting them twinks though. Hey, yo.
Hey.
Oh, Lord.
Get it. Christmas. Okay.
Christmas. It's Christmas.
Another good name for Richard.
Go ahead, bitch. Go ahead. Nah, fuck you. Go
Father
ahead.
Father Christmas?
What?
Father Christmas?
Who the fuck? Dusty Raggedy Bitch.
Father Time, more life.
Who the
That's a Big Bookie joke. But that's from Big Bookie.
Here in Dude Done There, we're looking for a new mod.
Because
ours is a cunt.
Christmas time. Dude, it doesn't even feel like Christmas is around
the
corner.
It does not
feel like Christmas. It does not. You know, every time around this time, it's just another, like...
Seasonal depression.
Yes, dude. Okay.
It's
seasonal depression is setting in. It is a very alive thing, and I'm definitely
me too, going friend. Through it's it. It's that time of year for me.
Going through it right now.
The I don't think I've actually felt like it was Christmas time. I don't know, since 2017. Like last year when it was the holidays hit, even while we were at work, I think all of us were saying like, "Damn it." It doesn't even feel like it's Christmas. It doesn't feel like it's a holiday.
It still don't.
You don't have that magic in the air. All you got is pollution at this point. Some acid rain.
Is that smog?
Literally.
So it's weird. Even for Halloween, I was like, man, this doesn't feel like it's a fun time right now. It just feels like it's just...
Christmas ain't been the same since little Jimmy done went over the railroad.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is
Jimmy? Come back, Jimmy!
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 Jimmy over there trying to get some gag.
Jimmy, is that you?
Every time Jimmy nuts, an angel gets its wings.
Yes. Good old Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. Poor little Jimmy.
On his fucking, on his fours.
Who the fuck is Jimmy?
I'll tell you when you're older.
Jiminy.
There's this
Jiminy Cricket.
there's this skit. I think it's on SNL of Jason Momoa, and he's Elf on the Shelf, and so his kid just turned 13 or 14 or whatever. He's finally figuring out his body, and he's like, Santa, I need a new kid. And everybody else is like, why? It's so magical and so wonderful. He's like, Jimmy's just nutting all over the place, basically.
Oh, no.
That's Jimmy. Jumping
crusty socks, everything.
Fucking Jimmy.
It was every time I watch it, I just crack up laughing. That's me when I was 13. Is that a donut hole? Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid. You fucking idiot.
Age of 13, finding out yourself.
Yeah.
It's like you just wake up one day and realize you have a dick.
Yeah.
It's like you've always known it, but...
It's just been a thing.
I feel like one day you wake up and realize, like, hey, I can do this with this, mm-hmm. you know?
If I do this enough,
right?
If I keep pulling on it, the glue comes off.
You know? I can very much remember the first few times, like jacking off and coming and having that sensation for the first time and like loving it so much. I think the first time for me when I started doing that, it was in a pillow, with like the in between the pillowcase and the pillow.
Uh-huh.
That's what I would stick it in.
And you were just like, "Fuck the pillow."
Or yeah, what? I was fucking the pillow.
Damn.
Why does Ram have pink eyes? It wasn't the pillow I used. It was it was a pillow for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't the everyday pillow.
Like, why am I eye crusty?
And didn't know who I was until I pushed the hood down. Y'all a bunch of nasty bitches.
Nah, I know a motherfucker that fucked some couch cushions, so.
Oh, yeah?
Mm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I give that a try to you.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
One of my friends from college, when he was saying how, like, I think he was in middle school, and he was just like, I guess kind of like Ram shit was fucking a pillow, but but he had that, I guess he realized the sensation of having your dick in a tight space and was just.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It doesn't work the same.
I was like, ooh, not the couch cushion.
I mean, for some, but it does not work the same when you're cut. That's not a fun feeling sometimes. Gonna get couch burned on the tip of your dick.
Not couch burn.
Indian burns.
Oh.
Fucking idiot. That little bug's in the couch are stabbing it like this.
Get back! It's back again.
Right.
The herpes.
They're like,
Mayday, Mayday, it's back!
We're under attack again.
It's a one-eyed monster. Fuck out of here.
They got it's like that forks. Episode of fucking SpongeBob where the giant worm is in the fucking...
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It's, that's your dick in the fucking thing.
Another fallen soldier.
God.
It, oh, my God. Anyways, back to Christmas in the wonderful time of
Christmas.
Year.
Christmas. This is our Christmas episode, I feel like.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We have it. Well, anyway, Christmas. It doesn't feel like Christmas anyway, so.
Yeah. No, it definitely doesn't. It definitely doesn't. I don't know. I still haven't decided what I'm getting people for Christmas. I still haven't.
Motherfucker, it is.
You know, you would think that I would search this, you know, when it's 6 a.m. and I have nothing to do and I'm wide awake. I have some idea of some things. And I completely forgot to bring them. One day I will remember to bring them. But I have these little cute gifts for y'all. Super excited about the one that I got. I'm going to get y'all all gift cards to the Megaplex. It's going to be in the shape of a dildo. Oh. You have to carry it in your ass, though. So that's the only way you can hold the card. It's a tap to pay. Just boop.
Where's my gift card?
Oh, yeah. Right. Got to put that bitch out.
It fell in the parking lot when you were watching.
Just fell. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. But yeah, no, I,
you know, tell me why we went to the Megaplex. I thought it was a fucking Mexican restaurant.
Yes.
It used to be.
I forgot about it. I don't think we talked about that last time. It used to be a Mexican restaurant.
I was like, oh, we're going to go to the Mexican restaurant first.
Shit, we're going to
behind. I thought the Megaplex was behind that bitch. And then when we parked, I was like,
and get your dick sick at the same time.
I was like, oh, okay.
Imagine eating a fucking chalupa.
And there's a fleshlight under the table. And it's just a latch and just.
Oh, shit.
Hey, that's a business idea.
I'll get the cheese enchiladas and the ass to mouth.
Oh, you want the cheese enchilada?
Right.
Put it on top. That's from under cheese. Smells like picante.
I don't know. Okay. I've already thought about it, so I guess we're going to bring it
smells
up.
Smells like cilantro.
Completely off the fucking rails. Because I meant to send it to you, but I just forgot to, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I was on Twitter, which we know is a fucking war zone these days. Why did I literally come across a video of a guy rating how fuckable different pastas were? Six different... Yes, I'm ashamed to say I watched this video. But it wasn't like... I mean, I guess it's porn technically, but like it wasn't porn. Like it was very... It was given educational. Like I watched it, but it wasn't like, you know, like I don't know. Like it was just more like I was very intrigued because like this guy can't be fucking for real. But he bought the flesh jack molds, the ones that you can fill yourself, and he filled them with different pastas. So this guy fucked like fucking chicken Alfredo, spaghetti, ravioli, tortellini, and all type of other shit. And he literally fucked six different pastas. And right at how fuckable they were. I think tortellini was his top pick.
Tortellini?
And he said spaghetti was not it.
Probably because it was slipping out of his dick hole at the same time. Just
well, he wore a condom, thankfully.
Tortellini.
But yeah.
The pasta porn.
But Bookie. I was like, oh my God.
Bookie, search for tortellini. What does that look like?
And then
tortellini fleshlight.
So I click on this guy's page just to like see what the fuck going on. He has a whole fucking OnlyFans apparently where he literally just fucks food and... Fucking rates how fuckable it is.
That motherfucker probably makes $200,000
a month. No, he definitely does. You should have. I was like looking at his comments on his Twitter, and some people are crazy. They're literally telling him, fuck a watermelon next. Somebody said, shove a piece of fried chicken up his ass. Like,
you know what?
People are crazy.
I would honestly probably get in on that. I would definitely pay to get in on that shit. But more of a, let me see what else I get. Get a pepperoni and shove it in your asshole.
A whole log of pepperoni.
I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, I literally was like, oh my God, people are really paying for this.
I would pay for that shit. Just to throw out some weird ass fucking.
This was on Twitter or Reddit?
So it was on Twitter.
I want you to get that jambalaya real quick. Fuck that jambalaya. I want you to cream.
But yeah, no, because he just like posted that.
giving spicy meatball another meaning. Oh,
God. Thankfully, he had a condom on when he was doing all that shit, though.
Damn. Oh, man. I can imagine his dick hole just on fire.
Yeah, fuck no. Mm. Bitch, what kind of infection would you get? Mm. Fuck that. All that acidity and shit.
Go to the doctor. Is that a pepperoni in your pee hole?
Is that a ravioli?
Big sausage.
Doctor eats it. No, that's some spaghetti. I
really hate it here.
That's some Chef Boyardee shit.
But yeah, fun fact.
Damn.
That's crazy, man.
It was fun. God,
that dude probably makes a fuck ton of money for no fucking reason. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Is he cute at least?
In my opinion, no.
Or does he look like a little cray-cray?
He kind of looks like...
He should be wearing people's skin.
I don't know. He's not cute in the face at all. But it's also his haircut. It's giving like Skrillex, but not quite as...
I like bald. It, the Skrillex. Yeah.
I don't know. I'll send you the video.
I like it.
The He's not cute, though, at all.
No.
No.
Damn.
Mm-mm. That's why I said it didn't feel like.
Is he cute in the bottom half?
I mean.
He's all right.
He's tatted up. Is that what I was talking about? Like, is his dick nice? I guess.
Is that how you refer it to? Is he cute from the bottom down? Or the. Okay.
As long as your face down, you don't got to see nothing else.
It's true.
Kiss me. Don't look at me.
Not kiss me.
Let's pretend you're Medusa. I can't look at you in the face.
we'll go role play real quick. You look at me, I die. So,
oh fuck,
on the inside. No,
I die on the inside.
You just wrote an emo song and you didn't even know it.
Right.
Oh, that's now you got to sing it. Sing it, bitch.
God damn. Skrillex, no.
Fucking idiot.
Oh my god.
Idiot. I wonder if I type in guy fucks pasta on Google what comes up.
Bangarang.
Yeah, that is a Skrillex title song. Yep. Yes, correct.
Oh my god.
Oh, did you find it? Oh, actually though.
Wait.
I'm down.
Oh, so he actually
filled the whole thing with pasta.
Let's see how those.
Ew. Imagine if somebody.
All right. For those interested, we're going to share the link on Discord. Just kidding.
His name is John Kilo.
Oh. He sounds a little crazy.
Not it saying there was an advertisement on here that said, old pussy is better than no pussy. Ugly as fuck.
Oh, actually, though, if he cuts his hair, shit.
No. Let me see the guy.
I'll be his next fleshling.
No.
Yeah, if he cuts his hair, because that little.
I told you, it's like Skrillex minus the ball.
That is nice. Mm-mm. Oh, go back. Oh.
Are
you watching the video?
Nice. You gotta show the class.
No.
Nah, I'm alright. I'm alright.
We saw titties the other day.
You going to see some dick and balls? Titties are universal. Titties are universal. Thank you. I was gonna say that. Well, I have my own. I don't.
Fucking idiot.
Does he ring sauces too? I'm asking for a friend.
Yo, but that's pretty crafty though. You filled all the things up with the pasta. That's,
that just shows.
I'm gonna look him up later.
Shit. There's a fucking market for everything.
There's literally a market for everything. What is it? Rule 34.
If it
exists, there's a point of it.
There's another rule. Something close to that.
There's rule 33.
Which is that the one where like if it doesn't exist,
if it make it
35. Exist? And maybe rule 35, like the, what is it? If it, well, I know.
There's one that says, of course,
if there's rule not 34 a porn is of it, big, if right. there's not a porn of it, there will be, eventually there will be, or something like that.
Some shit like that.
35? Rule 35.
Oh my God.
If it exists and there is no porn of it, there will be soon.
Oh. He does more than that. Ooh. Is that a, bitch, is that a, what is that, a mango?
Uh-huh.
It's fucking a mango too.
Is that a plátano?
I'm gonna need that link real quick.
Yeah, Richard's gonna go home and
I'm alone today. But I'm about to go buy me some spaghetti shit.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna stop at the store and buy some cans of ravioli.
Chef Boyardee, that you?
Chef Boyardee. It's been a long
chef
time.
Bardi. Chef, yes, chef.
Yes, chef.
Yes, chef.
Yes, chef.
Okay, but why would I fuck Gordon Ramsay though?
I can't.
No.
No. He stopped being cute when he was born.
He stopped being what?
He stopped being cute when he was born.
Goddamn.
No, he's not for me.
I think it's just how fucking rude he is. Like, imagine he's fucking you, hitting you from the back. He's like, "What are you? I'm an idiot sandwich chef."
Sandwich. I hate you so much.
I'm just saying.
Yes, chef. Take that dick. Yes, chef.
See, he done made a hard. Goddamn. You got your head a little too much about that one. You went to a dark place, bitch.
Richard, why are you all of a sudden become a fan of Hell's Kitchen? All of a sudden.
Hell's Kitchen is Richard's asshole.
Is that true?
Why does it burn?
Not why does it burn.
It's fucking raw.
Got it. Oh, that was good. That was good.
That was nice.
That was good.
So back to Christmas.
Christmas.
Literally.
I'm ready for 24. That's all I'm ready for. I'm ready for 24 to get through this whole fucking thing and move on from 23. 23 has been a crazy year. 23 has been a crazy year.
Yep.
It's almost over, though.
It's definitely flown by.
Mm-hmm. Anything you're looking forward to in 24? I'm looking forward to Etchy. That's what I'm looking forward to.
What?
The expo.
Oh. No, you said edging, and I was like, huh?
I heard that too.
I was like, that was last night this morning. Bitch, don't you do that every day? Last night this morning when I get home, three more times before I go to sleep.
Oh, hell no. But when I get home, I'm passing the fuck out.
Expeditiously. You are. You look like you have dinner.
Right? Expeditiously.
Yeah. Your hair all teed out.
Your foot.
You ready to go sleep?
She's ready to call it.
Ready to go sleep.
Yeah.
So I, by the time people hear this, I would have already done it, but I'm going to stream tomorrow, and I'm really excited because I'm going to stream just some new games that I got. I think I'll probably do three different ones. I'm not going to spend too much time on one, just kind of shift around just to have fun with it.
Nice. And then
do a mix of like a just chatting in there while I'm edging, while I'm playing and...
Dude, the second you start, you watch the views go.
Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Watch them start counting down. Get off the screen.
I have a little counter that says every time I do this, it adds more time to your stream time. It's in here like 24 hours.
I watched somebody who had that on Twitch. It was months ago. But I was with them for maybe about 15 hours, and I'm just trying to like hold on. But I was scared. I was like, okay, I'm fucking tired. But he went for shit. I think he was almost at 42 hours or something like that. Like he was going on for a while. Dude made maybe $3,000. Like
wow,
it was just going and going and going and going. I was like, damn.
So every time somebody would like tip or sub, he would add an extra.
If they got anything that applied to. His actually, I think it was just subs and a dollar amount. So if you either did a paid sub or you just send him a tip, then it would go up, and it would base it off of the number, however much you tipped him. So if you give him $10, maybe it go up like 15 minutes. If you give him like $100, it'd jump up like another hour and a half.
Oh shit,
it's crazy. But dude made money. I was like, damn man, I need to start sucking dick on camera or something. Just make some money.
Mm-hmm.
Get that OnlyFans out. Boop boop.
Do it.
And apparently all I got to do is fuck a watermelon and I'm good to go, so.
That's true.
$42,000, week one.
Shit. Imagine.
But, no, I'm excited to stream tomorrow. It'll be really exciting. I'm off from work before I have I guess the rest of the week. I don't have that much of a run for work because we have Christmas coming up and stuff, so I'm off those 2 days. But after that, it just kind of goes downhill from there. And then we have an additional week that we're operating, so that'll...
Mm-hmm.
Drain the living life out of me. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Counting the days. I'm counting the days.
Christmas.
The way you said it.
Just Christmas.
Quithmas.
I used to be excited. You used to be excited about Christmas.
Oh. Me too, maybe about 20 years ago.
Mm. Yeah, once you get older, holidays are just...
Yeah.
I hate the fucking holidays.
Yeah.
And it's not, I don't know what it is. I just don't like holidays. I don't like my birthday. I don't like celebrating shit anywhere. So, you know, it is what it is. But holidays are just a different story. And then I also, I think it's just all the kids. There's too many fucking kids. Drive me up the wall. But I still love them all. Little babies.
My babies.
Pero like, it's the time
Spanish
for...
Word
the time. Spanish word of the
Spanish
day.
Spanish word time.
Spanish word time.
Sí. Hola. Sí, señor.
Me amo es gato en el pantalón es con queso. Mierda.
Ah, sí. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Sí.
I'll take two, please.
Uh-uh.
I want two tacos.
Two tacos, thank you. Thank you.
Carne.
Carne.
Carne is seda.
Carne.
There was a time when I used to serve Mexican food at the place I work. So I don't know why that was so hard for me to say. But I served Mexican food, and then these cheerleaders came up, and it was legit, no joke, can I get some of the fajitas? And I thought they were fucking with me. I was like, you're funny. No, it was a legit. Like, it was a legit
vagina.
As a girl, like, it's right there.
You be like, see bitch, it? You got that right in between your legs, girl.
It's all crusty. Oh. Smelling all pimpy from here.
Smell pimpy. Smell thrimpy.
Smells all pimpy.
Because you're too queefy.
Yeah. It's a queefy.
Anyways, back to the word queefy, of the day.
Close your legs, ho.
Girl, you're stinking up my meat.
It's giving who let the dogs out.
Who let the shrimp out?
Smell the little shrimpy.
So Spanish word of the day. Spanish word of the day. Very exciting. I am excited for our Spanish word of the day today. Who would like to tell us our Spanish word of the day?
Yeah, that's all you, baby. Go for
right.
it.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Big shrimp. Let's go.
My big big shrimp.
Dumbo shrimp, not the little one.
Yeah. Why is a curve like that? Uh-uh.
Why does the tail look like that? Why is it pink?
It's still red. Okay.
It's raw.
So
it's fucking raw, bro.
It's fucking raw.
that was good. Okay, sorry.
Stage name Big Thrimpy.
Big Thrimpy. Yeah.
So our Spanish word of the day is, hopefully I'm going to mess this up, Boya de Elfo. Boya de Elfo.
Boya. And what elfo.
And what does that mean, Aaron?
why do I feel awkward saying it?
Really?
So, out of all so this technically, shit? When we translate it, it's elf cock.
No.
But the right?
seriousness, yeah.
Elf cock.
It's elf cock.
It's elf cock.
Don't you know?
Elf cock.
Somebody's at a green light, a red light right now with the windows down listening to this old lady next door.
If you say elf cock three times fast, Santa will appear.
I'm a dick. No.
Therapy?
You got
Is that you? Yeah, it's me, Pippin.
You gotta play the audio.
It's my friend Queefy.
Right.
Okay, so.
Where's my brother?
Let me get our girl Googlet.
Googlet.
So, here's our.
That felt like a slur.
That did. Slur. Here is our. Here's our girl Google. Just did, you know, thriving as she is. Here we go. Ready?
Boya de Elfo.
Boya de Elfo. And what is that translated to, Google?
Elf cock.
I love her.
I love voice. This shit, bro. I love when we make fucking AI or the Google say it. It's funny.
Google's my girl. Google's my girl.
Yeah, sure.
I can't read this without laughing.
What?
So,
bitch, I'm blind, ho. I can't read this.
You got glasses on.
My glasses need glasses.
Just you need the bifocals.
What are you trying to read?
Our recent Bookie message.
Oh.
Bookie.
But yes, our Spanish, our Espanola.
This is Valley Girl Erects Elf Cack. Wait, Cack.
Can he blind as fuck too?
Is that not what it says?
Oh, no, it's not what it
says. It says Valley Girl Eats Elf Cack. Wait, what? What am I looking at?
What? I don't. Wait, what?
That's elf cock.
Thanks, Mookie. And these two blind motherfuckers next to us can see shit.
I'm over here like, can you use it in a sentence?
Can
Can you use it in a sentence?
Elfcock.
Thank you. Thank you, Buki, for that.
We just teleported to Jersey.
Okay,
Mark Wahlberg. Damn. Now, don't be messing with Daddy Mark, though. Mark Wahlberg, though.
I don't know. Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, though.
He can funk my bunch.
There was a jam. How's that song go from Marky Mark?
He had a song.
He's got the good vibrations.
Oh.
That's Mark.
That's all I know.
Got that. We play that song right now, though.
Because he left his butt plug in. Go ahead. Yeah, I don't know how that song goes. I'm very terrible with music.
It's the dingaling.
It's the dingaling.
It's the dingaling.
It's the dingaling.
Touch my dingaling. What?
While the merry bells keep ringing, it's the dingaling for you. It's the holiday season. We got Rimpy and Pithy too. Come
in. We got Pithy and Puthy and Queefy.
And Frumpy.
We got Pithy and Puthy and Thrimpy and Queefy. But do you recall the most famous pussy of all? Fuck.
Your mom. Right. Hey, no, we got to come up with that now.
Skonka.
The hoes pussy.
The hoes pussy.
Speaking of
the hoes,
Christmas. Do you recall the hoest of them all?
Christmas.
Christmas. Okay, so we had our Spanish word of the day.
Christmas.
Our inappropriate discussions
Spanish about word of the day.
That. And made me want granddad.
Did you see the way he
that was his whole chest in that
bro,
cup.
Bro, that took me out.
The way Ram just muted himself.
That took me out. And then and I muted like me, you could witness still hear me through the no, fucking but depth.
Seeing that shit in real life.
Your whole body shook. Granddad was about to go out.
Ooh, my baby. No, my baby. Not Pithy. Not Pithy drummer smurf. Pithy go.
Pithy.
Oh. My pretty Pithy.
Oh, you done took it too far. You done took it too far.
I could love it. Okay.
Pithy Pithy.
As we come to a close on our wonderful episode 11.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Come to a close.
As we come to a close in our episode, we have come one more left. We have our New Year's Eve. I don't know. Our New Year's episode coming.
Chestnuts. Yeah.
Place your chest. Wait, what? Nuts on my chest?
Chest come.
Chest.
What is happening? What?
I don't know.
We
spiraled.
We've been spiraling for the last
first part of this episode was really serious, and I feel now we're like, bleh, bleh. We're like, what's up? What's up? Right at the close, yeah. Too. Fuck.
Fog at the close.
I hope you guys made it this far because you probably turned it off a lot earlier, but I hope not. I hope not. I hope you stick around with Elf Dick and
oh yes. I want to share the wise words of Buki. Chest come crusting on a broken hoe. Nice, nice. Crusty come is the best way to go.
Yeah,
it's like chips.
Sure. Okay. Crusty come. No.
Crusty come. Yeah.
Crusty the come. Instead of Krusty the Clown. Anyways, so we are ending our year.
It's time to go.
It's time to go. Get in the carpet and how we're going shopping.
Oh, ¿dónde vamos?
Ándale, güey.
¿Dónde vamos? Puta.
But yes, thank you all for listening and spending the last, I think it was almost 6 months, going through season 2.0 with us. But we have one more episode to go before we close after the season. Take a little bit of break and come back later than ever.
Six months.
Isn't it?
We started at the end of September.
You're a fucking idiot.
Damn, dude.
He's like, it's been 6 long months.
I've been 12 and a half years.
13 years in Azkaban.
Oh, whatever, whatever. So
the last 2.5 months.
Damn, it has been that much. Same.
Yeah. I was like, I was in my head for the ones like, that
have. I wasn't gonna say anything, but I was like,
you, man, you over here let me say it. 6 months. I honestly thought it was 6 months. Damn.
How the fuck? Okay.
this year needs to fucking end.
That'd be like an episode a month if we were doing 6 months. That's like and two episodes a month.
Well, I really had for to think about it. I was like, what?
For the OGs that have been with us for years.
Ah, you're talking about the OGs.
We'll go with the OGs. OGs are hanging out with the years. Thank you all.
Thank you,
all
OGs. For everything. Thank you, ever new Gs. New Gs, old Gs.
We do hope that everybody has a coming Christmas and has a great, great, great time with
the fam. I want to come on Christmas.
Nobody's stopping you. You got a new toy and everything. Bam.
You're right.
Get the lipstick out.
that whole gone.
You quick little touch up.
Been gone. Anyway, I'm sorry. We try to close out.
Is that L'Oreal? But yes, if
I know Elf when I see it.
Is that waterproof?
No smudge. Look.
It's smudged. Fucking
become a fucking fake. A beauty guru. And show them, this is how good the product is.
See, that's, you start doing that. Hey. On OnlyFans. The dude's fucking spaghetti. You can fuck lipstick.
Which lipstick is more fuckable?
Which will stay out there in a blowjob? Let's see.
Oh my god! Imagine
me doing it. Yo, there's a market for that. Don't want to touch up, ladies. It's some lipstick you use. You want to fucking suck some dick in between your day? That's what you got? By Marc Jacobs.
Not by Marc Jacobs.
Animal so far from the light.
Animal tested. Richard approved.
Nah, that's true.
The booking can go straight to hell. But yes, thank you all for listening us as we attempt to close out our episode.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, one and all. But yeah, don't forget to check us out on Patreon so you can support us and, you know, keep the show going and thriving and having some fun. Don't forget to check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/dudonde, Instagram at dudonde, and much, much more to come. So check us out. View us.
Yeah.
Follow us.
Yeah.
And just enjoy their show. Enjoy the run and enjoy the fun. And, you know, grab some lube. Some of these episodes are wet. But as we end the episode, I just want to wish everybody a Merry Homus and to all a coming Christmas. My name is Richard.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Ram.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.